Задание А1, А4. В заданиях А1, А4 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. Now we are ready to start.
Mom, can you help me with my home task? I have to prepare a speech for my history class. Something interesting about travelers or discoverers of the past.
How about Christopher Columbus?
No, Mom. Bob Smith has already done it. I'd like to talk about something special.
The pilgrims and the Mayflower ship, then?
Oh, no. The teachers tell us about them every autumn when Thanksgiving Day is coming.
How about the Vikings?
That sounds much better. I know they were great sea raiders and adventurers. That's all I know.
I'll tell you what I know, so you can decide if it is interesting enough or not.
That sounds great.
Around the year 800, the Vikings began to travel around the world, from the countries we call Norway, Sweden, and Denmark.
How did it happen that they became travelers?
Well, the Vikings were farmers. When the farmer died, the farm was passed to his oldest son. But the Vikings had a lot of children, so many of them had to go over the seas in search of new lands.
Do you know anything exciting about their beliefs and their gods?
Odin was the most powerful god. From his throne, he could see the entire world. Odin had a horse with 8 legs and could travel through the air to the underworld. He also had 2 ravens and sent them out every day to get the news.
So, where are the Vikings now? Did they disappear?
The answer is that the Vikings are very much alive today. They are not called Vikings anymore. Can you remember Tom Jensen's stories about the Moomins and Astrid Lindgren's lovely books about Carlson? Well, if you have a good look in the mirror on the wall, you will. You are most likely a descendant of the Vikings. They explored and settled in many parts of the world. You might be English, French, Russian, Turkish, Spanish, but the Vikings settled in your country. The face that you see might be the face of the great-great-great-grandson of Viking.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the text again.
Mom, can you help me with my home task? I have to prepare a speech for my history class. Something interesting about travelers or discoverers of the past.
How about Christopher Columbus?
No, Mom. Bob Smith has already done it. I'd like to talk about something special.
The pilgrims and the Mayflower ship, then?
Oh, no. The teachers tell us about them every autumn when Thanksgiving Day is coming.
How about the Vikings?
That sounds much better. I know they were great sea raiders and adventurers. That's all I know.
I'll tell you what I know, so you can decide if it is interesting enough or not.
That sounds great.
Around the year 800, the Vikings began to travel around the world, from the countries we call Norway, Sweden, and Denmark.
How did it happen that they became travelers?
Well, the Vikings were farmers. When the farmer died, the farm was passed to his oldest son. But the Vikings had a lot of children, so many of them had to go over the seas in search of new lands.
Do you know anything exciting about their beliefs and their gods?
Odin was the most powerful god. From his throne, he could see the entire world. Odin had a horse with 8 legs and could travel through the air to the underworld. He also had 2 ravens and sent them out every day to get the news.
So, where are the Vikings now? Did they disappear?
The answer is that the Vikings are very much alive today. They are not called Vikings anymore. Can you remember Tom Jensen's stories about the Moomins and Astrid Lindgren's lovely books about Carlson? Well, if you have a good look in the mirror on the wall, you will. You are most likely a descendant of the Vikings. They explored and settled in many parts of the world. You might be English, French, Russian, Turkish, Spanish, but the Vikings settled in your country. The face that you see might be the face of the great-great-great-grandson of Viking.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.